From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan. It's Tuesday, April 8th, and Folk Fest is in full swing. I'm your host, Boston Christopher, Gunnath Cheesh, Hawa, Toksik Nusum, Salamat. Thank you for joining the conversation. You can also now join us behind the scenes via our live stream on YouTube at ktoo.org/JPMLive or on KTOO's Facebook page. Today, on this bonus episode of Juno Afternoon, it's solely dedicated to Folk Fest. We've got live music with Juno singer-songwriter Dara Relatos and more live music from former Junoite Liz Snyder, who returns to the Folk Fest main stage tonight with The Woolpullers, her collab with Juno musician Alex Cutlars. And there is a special Folk Fest edition of Mudrooms happening tonight. It's the Folk Fest Story Jam at the Pottery Jungle. Live music and conversation coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com. Join the audience this Friday, April 11th, for a special Folk Fest edition of Juno Afternoon, live in the big studio downstairs here at KTOO. The 2025 Alaska Folk Festival guest dance band, Deke Dickerson Western Swing All-Stars, is our guest, so be sure to wear your dancing shoes. No lists or tickets, it's first come, first served. We ask that you join us by 2:45 p.m. as the show will go live at 3. Juno Afternoon, downstairs, live, Friday, April 11th. Gunnath Cheesh!
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit Word of the Week. This week's word comes from Kakwan Ish George Davis. And the word this week is shee.
Shee.
That means spruce. And here's a sentence.
Shee dadach kakwas au shee.
He made a basket out of spruce bark. Let's hear it again.
Shee.
Spruce. Gunnath Cheesh to Chene Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio.
Kahuan Ish, George Davis was Tukdain Tan and the child of a Tsagwe Di man. He grew up in Qiq, Cake, Alaska, and learned to speak well because he would always bring traditional foods to the elders there. As someone who fished a lot and spent time on the land, he knew Tlingit place names all over the area, and he learned many stories and advanced ways of speaking.
Tune in next week for another Tlingit Word of the Week from KTOO.
Once upon a midnight sun, I begged it all away. I fell to my knees and I closed my eyes to pray. And I said, oh, it's all right. Oh, let it go. Magic came and went away and tore this place in two. I came running from the north to fill the space by you, and I said, ooh, let it in. Ooh, let it in. And maybe it's true, I'm just a little lost, but I'd be time and again I get lost in the wind and I follow it down to dust. I splash in the night with my eyes open wide and I ask my heart to trust. And I said, oh, it's all right. Oh, baby, it's all right. And maybe it's true, I'm I'm just a little lost, but I'd be nowhere without it all. Oh, time and again I get lost in the wind, and I follow it down to dust. I splash in the night with my eyes open wide, and I ask my heart to trust. And I said, oh, it's all right. Oh, baby, it's all right.
Yeah, that right there is a little Derrilados here on Juno Afternoon. You're listening to Community Support at Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. Also, you can join us behind the scenes here in the studio on the red carpet stage is Dara. You can look at our KTOO Facebook and or YouTube pages and join us in there, and you can even say hi on the comments, and we might even be able to see that. So that's kind of cool. Let me switch over here just so that we don't have so much of the old reverb on you there, Dara. There we go. Do like that. Okay. And I also have in the studio right now is Liz Snyder, who will be joining us in a little bit to also play some tunes up from Seattle. But let's start with Dara. It's so nice. That was lovely. What's that song called?
I call it Midnight Sun.
Midnight right Sun. Now. Okay. Yeah. Midnight Sun. And how new is that?
It's not that new. I mean, it's newer. It's one of my newer songs, but maybe a year or so since I've really started playing it out.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's great. And now you are a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. You're based here in Juneau. Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up in Wrangell.
Wrangell. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college in Fort Lewis in Durango, Colorado, and okay. I stayed there for quite a while.
Okay. And then you were here in Juneau, and yeah. then you left for a little bit?
Well, then I went to Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then you couldn't help but come back.
I couldn't resist it.
Right, right.
Come back.
What brought you back?
Honestly, the reason I went to Milwaukee ended, and so I was excited to come back to Alaska.
I see.
I wanted to come home.
And tell me a little bit about, like, how you started. Like, when did you first start writing songs?
Oh, God. I mean, probably as soon as I could learn guitar. So I started learning to play when I was about 15. Okay. I got free lessons from a lady in Wrangell, which was amazing. And really basic stuff, but that was enough to start writing music. So probably around then. But I didn't start performing until like 2014.
Okay. And what kind of stuff were you writing at the beginning? Was it stuff
it was
that you look back now and you're like, wait, what
angsty,
was it?
Angsty, like, oh, everything's so hard, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Love, life,
love,
all the things.
Always love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They make the best songs,
yeah.
don't they?
As much heartbreak as I could muster. Yeah.
Okay. And you also have a band.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the band.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. It's a funk band. Funk and soul music. We have five members. We've got Ian Yeager. We have Riley Woodford, Carter Johnson, and Kyle Newman, and myself. And so it's a fun band. We've got trombone and harmonicas. And
the Planktonics.
Planktonics. They're yeah. all scientists but me.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is it the Planktonics or
it's
just Planktonics?
The Planktonics.
Okay, I was just curious. And are you, now last night you played at Hydrate and Caffeinate.
Yes.
Which is the yeah. unofficial side stage happening over at the Pottery Jungle from 6 to 8 every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some upcoming performances, both solo and with the band. Do you want to tell
yeah.
us a little bit about what your schedule is for this week?
Yeah, after this, I'm done for today, which is great. But then Wednesday, tomorrow, I play 8:45 on the main stage.
Okay.
The song I just played will not be part of that. I wrote all new songs for this.
Oh, nice.
But then the next one is the Planktonics. It's the band at 10 p.m. at the Alaskan On Thursday night.
At the Alaskan, the Planktonics will be playing. Yeah. Okay. And then do you find, I know there's a lot of like music jams going on around town. Like I know there's some open jams during the day that people are doing. Or do you find yourself like meeting musicians and just deciding to get together? How does that work?
You know, I'm probably a bad musician for that because my anxiety doesn't really allow me to go into spaces like that all the time. But I have, being here for so many years, I have so many wonderful, talented friends. So I do spend most of my time following them around and
I see.
Fangirling over them.
I feel you on the open spaces because I'm lucky enough that I get my own performance right here.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go to the big crowds or to the late night bars and things like that. Those are my younger years. Those are long past. So, but it's also nice because, you know, at least for the festival, the main stage, you can watch that on KTOO.org. Just a little plug there. You can listen to it on KRNN. Yeah. Obviously, all the stuff that goes on at the bars, that's not necessarily available online anywhere. You got to get out there to do that. But and there's some stuff that I really want to do. Like I would love to see Thursday night. I'd love to see you guys, and you would be right after the other two because I think Liz is playing Thursday night as well as the Rain Dog. What a triple bill that is. That
I know.
Night.
And then right after the Rain Dogs ends, we start.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Planktonics will be playing. What a night! Yeah. I'll be here monitoring the board for the live feed for the festival. But I'm like, wow, why did I sign up for Thursday? I didn't know better because that may have drawn me out. But there's just so much going on. You can do,
There's
which is
incredible bands at the Red Dog that night, and it's gonna be, it's every single night, every venue has really great artists.
So I want to talk just for a couple minutes about songwriting because I have two singer-songwriters in the studio today, and so I'm really curious about how do you approach songwriting? Does it come as an initial like music note, or does it come as a lyric, or do you see like an image? How does it begin for you?
Well, that's funny. I mean, it's different all the time, but I'd say traditionally when I'm like forcing myself to write music, I'm more of a words person. I'm a better words person than I am a guitar player. So I usually start with words and some sort of, and then I try and find like a tune for that, and then I write the rest of it. But I start with like maybe a phrase that I have a bunch of lists of phrases that I hear that I'm like, that's beautiful, and I write them down, and and then hopefully return to it later and
connect
write something
it somehow.
With it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so it's more like, is it feel more like poetry at first?
Oh yeah, I'm more of a poet, I think, than I am a musician. So then I start there, and then I write the music to it.
I see.
To the best of my ability.
yeah, for sure. Well, that song was beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, the Planktronics, how does that work in terms of songwriting?
Well, for this band, we aren't writing yet. We are doing really classic soul and funk covers.
Okay.
At the moment, we're talking about writing and we're trying to, but that's a beast of a project, especially in this genre. It's unique, and I haven't written in that realm quite yet.
Right. And in that band, you're singing and playing?
I sing and I will play on like a song.
Okay. So, but you get a little reprieve.
I dance. Yeah. You guys come just to see that. So,
I love that.
You heard
that's
that
so
here.
Yes, yeah. Dare promises to dance.
I promise. I will dance for you.
And you will dance too, hopefully, with people who come to the show. That's
kind
of cool. Mm-hmm. And so how often do you find yourself writing songs?
It's not often enough. I was kind of joking about this last night. I'm going to say exactly what I said at the show, but I used to have this inspiration, everything inspired me to write a song, and I could write all day. But now it's more of a practice, and it's something I have to like kind of sit down and force myself to do. It doesn't necessarily just flow like it used to.
That's so interesting, right? Because like as maybe as a younger person, we have the inspiration, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But inspiration seems, you know, that sometimes can fail you, right? And then it becomes about the skill of being able to consistently, like you have those artists who may have like the great first album and then they can't ever get back to it, right? They never capture the magic again.
Yeah.
And then you have those wonderful artists who, you know, just do it over time because
always
somehow
inspired.
They're like, or they have the skill. Like they have some kind of like, what is that when you're, when you have the motivation the determination to do it. Like I know with writers of like, you know, books and stuff, sometimes people have a schedule, like Arthur Miller, who was a playwright, sat down every day and wrote, you know, from 10 to 1. That was his schedule, no matter what,
right?
And so, but sometimes you don't feel it. And then you're writing, and is it any good? And, you know, I mean, how much of the stuff do you write do you never use?
A lot, actually. In fact, one of the songs I'll be playing tomorrow night, I wrote 2 years ago. And I hated it. I just did. And then I kind of came across it again and I restructured it a little and it's better. I like it more, a lot more now. But
nice.
So I
which
leave
song
it.
Is that? Do you want to say?
I don't name them very well. So I think I did name it for somebody, but I can't remember what I called it. It'll be my second song tomorrow. But I'll probably say that there too.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know naming songs is always really difficult.
Yeah. I did name it, but I can't remember now.
It's all good. It doesn't have to have a name.
But as far as, you know, songwriting, I was saying too that the next song I'll play here and then my last song at the set tomorrow will, it was the first time in maybe 8 years that I had that inspiration. And I just felt, I wrote a song in 20 minutes and it just came.
Oh, that's so nice.
And so whether or not it's fantastic, it's my inspo song. So I'm playing it anyway.
Well, that's an interesting question too, because how often do you write a song like that within 20 minutes? And then
not anymore.
How much do you revise songs? How long does it take you to like go over a song? Like, do you play it for Liz and be like, what do you think of this song?
Yeah. Or, we send each other our practice songs all the time.
Yeah.
And I do, and I wait to see what the feedback is. I usually know if it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
If I like it, then I'm not really asking for, do you like this? It's more like, hey, look at this cool thing.
Hey, check this out.
I did. Yeah. Because, you know, we're very different musicians. And so you don't want to make the mistake of comparing yourself to each other in any way.
Right. But it's nice to have that complimentary kind of, you know, relationship, right? It is actually nice probably to be with somebody who isn't in the same genre.
Yeah.
Because then you can really hear the feedback.
Right.
Because they're not doing it out of a competitive, you know, even deep down, even if they don't think they are, right? They're really able to give you like, oh, that's really great, even though it's not in my style or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of cool.
Definitely.
Awesome. So do you want to play one more for us?
Yeah. I'll play that last song.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me just get you situated back up here into the proper sound situation. And let's do that. Yeah, there we go. Now you're back on the red carpet stage. Okay, this is Derelatos.
Take all your dumb luck and bend it. Lay it on the hill to feed the crows. I'm sure soon you'll regret it. Like all those symphonies you compose. But oh, honey, I love you. Maria said she'd take you dancing if you just follow her to Rome. I never dodged so many questions from a woman man with a bag of stones, but oh, honey, I love you. You write your letters in a frenzy and dedicate them to the sun. I heard the others are in envy, 'cause they have never received one. The storm is racing down your driveway, banging fists against your door. I know you never greeted my way, so I'm bracing for its force. But oh, oh, honey, I love you. You write your letters in a frenzy and dedicate them to the sun. I heard the others are in envy, 'cause they doesn't have to look the same, but I just have to be okay now. I just have to go away now. You write your letters in a frenzy and dedicate them to the sun. I heard the others are in envy, 'cause they have never received one. You write your letters in a frenzy, dedicate them to the sun. I heard the others are in envy, 'cause they have never received one.
Tara Lados, that is amazing. What's that song called again?
Envy.
Envy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's amazing. Okay, and where can people find you on the interwebs and follow your music?
Yeah, I have a Facebook and Instagram page that just is Dara Relatos Music. Pretty simple. And then I'm on Spotify and anywhere else that you might download music. And I've been updating my YouTube page more with videos from like the Planktonics and other
right.
things.
So. Okay, great. Yeah. And so tomorrow night on the main stage, I think you said 8:45?
Correct.
8:45. And then Thursday night with the Planktonics at the Crystal?
The Alaskan.
The Alaskan. Okay,
there's the Alaskan so many. Alaskan at yeah. 10 p.m.
10 p.m. at the Alaskan on Thursday night. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was really
you.
A nice set. And we're going to take a moment. We're going to switch out to our other fantastic singer-songwriter in the house today, Liz Snyder. But Dara, thank you so much for being here. Gwyneth Cheesh for coming on the show. Those songs were lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I really Cheesh. Appreciate that. Okay, so what we're going to listen to now is we're going to listen to Tongass Voices, Perspectives from the Homelands of the Akwan and Beyond. Justin Smith of Gustavus has produced albums for Alaska artists like Annie Bartholomew, Blackwater Railroad Company, Josh Fortenberry. He's performed at festivals with blues legends like B.B. King and James Brown. But Smith says he loves playing and producing for Alaskans more than anything.
There's this whole sort of instrumental bridge section in a tune called Happy Tune on the Blackwater Railroad record. It's just musically so exciting, and I was just sitting there hearing them play it. You know, and looking over at the computer and seeing, like, yes, it's recording, we're getting this. Like, yeah! You know? December 1st, 93, I spent my last dollar at Heritage Coffee, got off the ferry, we were like, pulling change out from under the seat, you know, of the car, trying to get enough money together for our ferry tickets. And I had a dollar left when I got to Juneau. Walked around. It was first Friday in December. We walked around to the galleys eating all the cookies because we didn't have any food. And that was my start in Juneau. And I got here, and everybody told me I needed to go to the Alaskan on Thursday night for the open mic. So I did that my first Thursday. And I was always the guy in the high school bands and stuff that would set up the PA and figure those things out, and I would mess around with a four-track recorder, things like that. So I had kind of an inclination towards the gear side of things, but eventually I wanted to record myself. I got a little bit of gear, and then I just kind of branched out from there because I heard somebody singing once at open mic and invited them over to record their stuff, and I just love it. And I tried to acquire nice gear and learn the best methods because I didn't want anything to sound amateur, and I didn't want to put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into getting a performance and then feel like if I ever wanted to put it on a record, I'd have to re-record it in a real studio, you know, because it's just so hard to get that performance and get that thing that you want. And to think that you're only doing it temporarily until you can do it for real in a real music studio. So I tried to start with nice equipment and doing it the right way. When we did Annie's record, when we did Sisters of Whitechapel, we did that in a cabin at the Methodist camp. One of my favorite things on that was at the end of Last Confession, there's this long piano outro, and we recorded the band with Cat playing bass, and then we came up with this arrangement idea to like give it to the piano to reprise the melody at the end of it. Cat sat at the piano and was trying to pick out the melody, and she played a few wrong notes while she was trying to figure out the melody. And she's like, okay, I think I got it. Let's do this. And we recorded it once, and I was like, could you play it the way that you did like a few minutes ago when you're still trying to figure out the melody and it wasn't quite exactly right? And she sort of got back to that space, and that's what's on there, and it's just so beautiful. Because the concept of it is like there aren't, of the record, you know, there weren't concert musicians in the Yukon, you know, in the 1860s, right? So it was meant to seem a little ragged and a little sort of amateur. And it's just such a beautiful moment when we all put that together and listen back to it. We were all so floored. It was so great. It was so great. What I love about music and what I love about Alaska, it's all the same. It's beauty. You know, and there's so much beauty in these things. And I want it around me. I want music around me all the time. And I want Alaska around me and wildlife and just the beauty of the environment here and the beautiful, amazing people. I want all of that around me all the time in my life. So that's why I want to be here, you know. And there's so much support for music here and all of the arts. And Alaskan artists I found with these productions that I've done are passionate about doing their work in Alaska. They often see it as like a little bit of a cop-out to go down to Seattle or L.A. or something and buy some studio time to record their music that they've come up with up here. They want to do it in Alaska with Alaskans. And that's so cool because we have it all here.
That was independent music producer Justin Smith on what makes Alaska albums both high quality and authentic. This is Juneau Afternoon from KTOO.
Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
There we go, Liz. was. All right, Liz Snyder live from the red carpet stage right here at KTOO. Talking about right there. All right, let me get this switched around here. Make sure we get you talking on that microphone right there. And let me do this. And let me do this. Just got to switch it all around, everybody. 1 second. Got to make sure we got everything happening. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you in the studio
Nice
today.
To It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think I was looking back and I found a video of you in the what we used to call the arts room, one of the original red carpet stages back in 2015.
2015, yes.
Yeah. It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, that was great.
Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's nice that we still have the red carpet that we have for the performances here in the Studio 2K. That's the same one. It's the same one.
I've been on this carpet before.
It's a stage. Think of it as a stage.
Yes.
Anyway, it's really nice to see you. Now, I want to ask you about, you have sort of two projects this week in addition to your own solo career that you have. But you have The Wool Pullers, which you appeared last night at Hydrate and Caffeinate.
Yes, we did.
And The Wool Pullers is a beloved Juno band from years ago with you and Alex Cutlars. What brought you, what was the idea to bring you back together? Can you lift that, the talking microphone up just a little bit? There you go.
Perfect.
You're good. That's
okay,
good.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, it's Juno. Every time I come back here, I try to you know, meet up with Alex because, I mean, we, like, grew up together sort of in our early 20s, and, like, it was just a beloved project of mine that we wrote some really good songs that are near and dear to my heart, and I like to try and have a reunion as often as possible. Our last one it was in 2021, so it's been about 4 years, so I think it was due time.
Okay. And how easy, when you all get back together, how easy is it to fall right back in line with the way it was?
Shockingly, very easy.
Yeah.
The songs are just, like, embedded in my bones somewhere. We played them, because we started in 2012 and played through, I think, 15. Then we took a little break and then released our album in 2016. But for like 2 years straight, we were playing almost every weekend out in Juneau.
Wow.
And so we've played, like, we know these songs like the back of our hands. And it takes maybe a couple tries to get them back to where they were. But
Were they some of the first songs that you wrote?
They were definitely some of the first songs I wrote with someone else. They
okay.
were the first songs that I collaborated on with somebody else.
What's the difference between writing by yourself and collaboration?
For me, I prefer collaboration because I find it so difficult to write songs these days, especially these days. I used to, like Dara was saying, just crank them out in my teenage years, just, and even into my early 20s, they would just come to me.
Mm.
But I do love collaborating a lot more because I get more perspectives and I can take an idea that I have to my musician friends and be like, what do you think of this? What can we add? I need a bridge here. Like, where do we go with this? And it's beautiful. It's just like teamwork, you know. It takes a little pressure off of me a little bit. Because writing songs solo has been a challenge for me for quite a few years now.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, well, that one was lovely. What is that song that we just
heard? That one is actually now a Whiskey Class song, which we'll be playing later this week. It's on our new album. But this one I started it probably in 2018 and then finished it, 2018 when I was on the dark side. And then I finished it in about 2020 when I was on the bright side again. So
I see, okay.
It's one of those songs that started years before and then finished and then took it to the band. And now it's our bluegrass vibe, our one bluegrass-y song
that we have as
Whiskey Class, yeah.
And so I mentioned that you were at Hydrate and Caffeinate last night. You are going to be on the main stage tonight
with Alex
as the Wool Pullers,
correct.
Right? And then the rest of the schedule for you this week is what?
Thursday, Whiskey Class at Devil's Club Brewing, 8 to 9. We're opening up for the Rain Dogs. And then Friday night, late night, 10 to midnight, we're doing a set at the Alaskan Whiskey Class.
Whiskey Class, okay.
Yeah, so Wool Pullers is just tonight.
That's so if you want to see the Wool Pullers, you got to watch tonight. Get over to Centennial Hall. What time are you on tonight?
We're on at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it down to the hall, of course, you can always watch the live stream at kto.org/folkfest or tune in to our sister station, KRNN, and hear the music there. It might be one of the last opportunities to hear the Wool Pullers live.
Maybe.
You never know. So it's the thing to do is to watch the Wool Pullers. And then Whiskey Class came about because of a different collaboration you have. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, so my friend Patrick Troll, we kind of met in high school. over MSN Messenger.
What's that?
He's from Ketchikan, and I'm from Juneau, so we were kind of like high school rivals in a way. But that's where we met each other. And I started writing songs back then. When I was like 14, I had this 16-track recorder that in my bedroom, and I was always in my bedroom just laying tracks and just like doing things, singing whatever I could on top, and then it was just so much fun to layer things. And I would send him my songs, and he would send me some of his songs that he would write. And we just kind of bonded over music. And then time went by, and we started just collaborating together. He heard one of my originals, Garbo, and we took that and kind of made it into like a remix Whiskey Class vibe. And that was kind of like our first Whiskey Class song. And then we never really lived in the same place, so we would be collaborating from long distance. And he would fly to Juneau, or I would fly to Seattle or Ketchikan, wherever he was, and we would have about 48 hours to just lay down whatever we could. And so we named our first album 48 Hours in honor of that.
Nice.
And that album was like 7 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, and then so we just recorded things in our bedrooms together, just me and Patrick. And then the last couple years, we got out and added Alex and Robin and made a whole new sound of Whiskey Class. So now we have a full live band, and we're not just in our bedrooms with the computer, drums, and
right.
Yeah, vocal
tracks.
That's
awesome. And you, Whiskey Class has an album, right?
We have a couple albums.
And where do we find those at?
You can find them on any streaming platform.
Okay.
You can also go to our band camp and throw us a couple dollars if you want to download it and have it.
And own it, yes.
Yeah, and own it.
Yes.
And
support the work.
We also have vinyls.
Because let's get to the real thing here is that streaming pays pennies on the song
dial.
Like, it really doesn't give that much money.
It makes me a little angry.
Yeah, so best if you want to support these artists, Dara or Liz or their bands, definitely go and download the work, pay for it, and you can listen to it. Then you can listen to it on the streaming all you want. It's all good.
Yeah.
You're all good. So let's see. I want to just mention that, Heather McKee says, hello, Liz.
Oh, hi, Heather.
And also Chloe Kavanaugh says, hello. She says, why did I say, how am I there? I think she might mean, how am I not there when I saw Liz? So Chloe Kavanaugh gives a shout out. We also have J-Bo Audio, who has given us 100, which is nice.
Heck so yeah, thanks, J-Bo.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice to have all that support coming in on the chat. We really appreciate that over on the YouTube and or the live stream, Facebook
great.
Streams.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's really funny because you two, when you came in here today, and I think the audience will attest to this, you guys were talking about how nervous you were. And I was telling you, I get nervous before I go live on the show every day. And it's just part of being live on the radio, right? But let me just say, you all are killing it. You both are killing it, okay?
Great. Like, I'm still shaking.
It's amazing that you're able to have the nerves, but it really is just the excitement, right? It's the excitement of performance and, and that kind of thing. You were describing it, Liz, is that sometimes when you see the audience, you're able to sort of get a collective breath with them. But here you feel like maybe you're playing out into the void.
Yes, the void versus like exchanging energies with the crowd.
Right.
Like, I never talk to them or anything or look at them, but I can feel them there, and it makes all the difference for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
I'm right here.
Well, it's
so
Dara's like, I'm right here. Dara's like, I'm an audience member. What are you talking about? Me too. I'm over here. Anyway,
you have
a couple of performances tonight. I could talk to you for hours about songwriting. We're getting a little short on time. I definitely want to hear one more from you. But can you just give us a sense of, like, how do you approach songwriting?
In many different ways. A lot of the time I will just find a riff on the guitar I like, and I'll just make noises. mm-hmm. finding a melody. Maybe some words will come out that I like, and I'll write that down, and I'll build off that.
I see. Okay.
A lot of the times, I just go to my journal.
Yeah.
My songs are mostly my journal entries. I've tried really hard to, like, be a poet, be a storyteller, to, like, force that, because I really admire it in other people, other
yeah.
songwriters. But it never works for me. It feels very contrived, and it's not, or it's never organic. It never works out. So it has to be organic for me. I have to just let it flow.
Yeah.
Let it flow out.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the sort of riffing and then
sometimes.
Figuring it out. But it's everybody's different. That's what's so cool about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So let's hear one more song. What do you got for us? What's this one called?
Well,
I mean, while you talk, I'm going to switch you over to the.
I think I'll play another Whiskey Glass song that I started off, but I wrote this one, collaborated with Patrick on it a little bit, but it is now a full band Whiskey Glass song. I do scream at the end, so hopefully it won't get too loud.
I'll monitor. It's all good.
All right,
you're good for now. Let's hear it.
Let's
this is Liz Snyder live on the red carpet stage in 2025.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Liz Snyder on the red carpet stage will be performing, tonight with the Wool Pullers on the main stage, and then also Thursday night at the Devil's Club and Friday night at the Alaskan with Whiskey Class.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today, Liz and Dara. It was really a pleasure. What a way to kick off our Juno afternoon coverage of Folk Fest this week.
Thank you so much for having us.
With some live music. I could just listen to that all day long. So, Gwyneth Cheese for being here. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Up next, a special story jam from Mudrooms is happening tonight at the Poetry Jungle, and you can be a part of it. We'll find out how next on Juno Afternoon from KTOO.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Occoquan. The Clan Edi have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot once part of the tidelands, now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who traveled to and from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and for future generations.
You don't have to earn the right to cry. Misery's no competition you could ever win, still you try. Anything is overwhelming when everyone expects you to be fine. I understand the way you spend your time, and we both take to drinking. World is closing in on every side. It's cheaper than a therapist. Don't keep you in the house like getting high. Day that I turned 29.
All right, you're listening to Juno Afternoon. That was a little Josh Fortenberry with Siblings right here live in the studio from last year. Really appreciate that. You're listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO. I'm Boston Christopher. And right now, we are going to be talking about tonight's story jam. Do you have a story to share about Folk Fest? Performing, behind the scenes, drama, comedy? Well, you can share that story tonight. It's the Folk Fest Story Jam from Mudrooms. It's tonight at the Pottery Jungle. And I think Taylor Beard joins us from home. Taylor, can you hear us? Uh-oh. Hang on a second. I think I have to do that. Taylor, can you hear us? Uh-oh. Maybe we can't. Yeah, she's saying, should I be able to hear you now? You should be able to hear us now. I also have Morgan in the studio. Okay. Hi, Morgan, owner of the Pottery Jungle. Well, I try to figure out Morgan's sound because she's feeling a little under the weather. Can you tell us a little bit about how the Mudroom Story Jam came about?
Yeah, my two favorite things about being in the Juno community are Folkfest and Mudrooms. So what a beautiful way to tie it together. We're really excited to add Mudrooms to our lineup. I love the idea of like side stages and continuing on Mudrooms beyond just in their regular Mudroom season. So this offered a great opportunity to expand that. And we're really excited to have them on tonight. They've also never done story slams. So this is a great way to.
Taylor, I hear you.
I think so.
I think I hear you. I don't know. They've never done a story jam, right? Or story slam.
Story slam, story jam.
Yeah.
We like both terms. Yeah, they've not done that. It's always been like recorded, or not recorded, previously practiced storytellers that have been like spending some time practicing, rehearsing their stories to come on stage. This is going to be off the cuff. People come in, put their name in a hat, their names are going to get drawn, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be really kind of fun. And it's anybody, it's unlike the regular mudrooms where you have to sign up in advance. This, you don't have to do that. You just show up at 6 o'clock. I think Fish Hauke is going to be doing some music to start, right, Morgan?
Right. Doors open at 5:30.
So
if you want to get there a touch early, start drinking some coffee, tea,
And then, yeah, Fish Hawk starts, will perform at 6.
Okay. And what you're doing is if you have a story that you're interested in telling, you're going to throw your name in a hat. And then at some point, they're going to just pick the names out and line, have an order lineup.
Yep. And call your name and head up to the stage.
So cool. I do have some details here we could share so we can show it up here. Music and sign up start at 6 p.m. The theme is Folk Fest, stories of performing, attending, after parties, pre-parties, all those fun stories that people have, right?
Yeah, we do want to be mindful. It is a family-friendly, all-ages venue, so, you know, maybe, like, monitor yourself a little bit, but we're here for it.
Right, so, and it's 5 to 6 minutes, unlike the normal 7 minutes.
Correct, but they still have their calls. Like, they'll have two calls, one to say that you're getting close on time, and then one to say that you've reached your...
I see. Okay.
Wrap it up.
All right. And it does mention here on the flyer here, this is an all ages venue. Please be mindful of your story content. So maybe some of those after party stories might be a little called down, right?
But yeah, maybe, you know, we don't need all the details.
You don't need all the details. Yeah, I think we're having some trouble with Taylor's sound, unfortunately. I heard a little clicking in there at some point when her headphones seemed to be there. But I think it's unfortunate that we cannot hear her. But that's okay because we have you, and that's really nice.
I can do a little bit of their...
yeah, please do.
Their pitches. They are looking for beneficiaries of their... of the Mudroom's donations. So if there's any nonprofits out there who would like to be a recipient that have not already been in the past 3 seasons, the deadline to apply is May 1st. Also, if you'd like to make any theme suggestions for next season, you can email them at mudrooms.juno@gmail.com. Or shoot them a DM through Facebook or Instagram at Mudrooms.
Right.
Or at Juno Mudrooms.
Yeah, the big one is that they are looking for beneficiaries for next year, and they want it to be people who haven't been a beneficiary before.
Correct.
So if you're a nonprofit, right, who hasn't been a beneficiary, is it in the last couple of years? Does it say like how long, or is it just
three seasons?
3 seasons. So if you haven't been a beneficiary in 3 seasons, or you're a nonprofit who's never been a beneficiary, you can reach out and to mudrooms.org. Right, is that where you go? Does it say? I'm sure there's a contact form on Mudrooms.
I'm sure there is.
We're flying blind because neither Morgan and I are board members of Mudrooms. But I know that you go to mudrooms.org and it'll probably have all the information there in terms of how to contact them. They also have a Facebook page. Morgan, you are amazing for hosting not only Hydrate and Caffeinate, but also this Mudroom special event. It feels like it's a really cool way to access and continue the access of that space that was once Reach, was once the Canvas. The Pottery Jungle is a wonderful business that you have there. And it's just really a pleasure to see that the space is being used for community engagement as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to get to be a part of the community in this way.
Yeah.
I feel like Folkfest itself is about, you know, sometimes businesses giving back to the community, and this is how I feel like I'm able to do that with all the support I've received over the past couple of years. And also just what a pleasure to be a part of our community in this way. I love the energy that Folkfest brings to town, and we just have such a beautiful community here.
And it's just started. It's only Tuesday. I'm already tired. It's already good, though. But it's so good. Thank you so much, Morgan, for coming in and telling us about it. You can find out more about Mudrooms at mudrooms.org. And you can find out more about the Pottery Jungle at thepotteryjungleclub.com. I really appreciate you being here today, Morgan. Thank you so much. And sorry to Taylor Beard for not being able to be on. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
That's going to do it for today's Juno Afternoon. On tomorrow's show, more music from Folkfest and beyond. Magical America joins us tomorrow, so for some electronic funkiness, plus more music and fun. Juno Afternoon airs here on KTO Juno 104.3 and KAUK Juno Auk Bay 91.7. Find the show online at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Really appreciate it. Gunnath Cheesh, happy Folkfesting, everybody. Buddy.